Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
We meet again. It's been a while since we last met. Do you remember that? These sessions can sometimes feel like dreams. You can't really be sure if they're real or not. You were expecting your guide this time. Do you know where she was taking you? Interesting. Well, I told you last time we'd be checking up on you from time to time. Your mind needs to be decompressed after all the experiences you have. Or those little deaths will have some severe consequences. Are you afraid of me? I don't know if you should be or not. It all depends on whether you cooperate and follow my instructions. And you may remember this from last time, but it's a requirement that I remind you during each of our sessions. Before we begin, I have to warn you. This procedure may have lasting effects. Some of these scenarios may slip into your dreams. If that happens, I need you to remember, look for the person in the yellow raincoat. Always look for the yellow raincoat. Follow it, and you'll find safety. That's the only advice I can give you. I'm going to walk you through all the standard steps to reach the correct state of mind. As I mentioned last time, I'll be taking notes during our session. Please get comfortable. This shouldn't take long. Close your eyes. I need you to start breathing procedures. Take a deep breath that fills your torso, in and out. Let your mind flow freely. Let yourself reach out to those other places we go when we're asleep. Once again, breathe in deep. Hold it for a moment. Now exhale. Let's begin. It's the dead of winter. You're the head of a grand manor. You've given the staff the holidays off, and you are alone. You sit on a large armchair in your study, reading a book by the fire. You run your hand over one of the arms of the chair. The leather is old, but well taken care of, and has become soft over the years. Do you feel the leather under your fingers? The large house has always creaked and groaned. Old pipes and even older bones of the home settling in the changing temperatures. The first big snow of the year has fallen. You had a hot and filling meal for dinner. And now you sit, firelight bouncing off the soft falling snowflakes, drifting down outside the large, arched floor-to-ceiling multi-paned window. You've come to a very titillating part of your book, and you are so completely captivated by the story that you don't look up for much time. The only sounds being that of the crackling fire and your own breathing. Something nags at you, though. A feeling, an intuition, pulling at the side of your head like a thread, tugging at you to pay attention to the window. There, standing in the snow, is a ghoulish man. His sparse white hair blows in the wind. His face is gaunt. His mouth hangs open, revealing crooked and rotting teeth. He wears a worn coat that is unbuttoned and also billowing in the breeze. It reveals threadbare clothing. He stares at you. You know the doors and windows are all locked tightly. The staff saw to that before they left. But you stare, and he stares, neither of you breaking eye contact. You notice he is not of this plane. It was hard to see at first, but you can just make out the outline of all the distant trees through his body. The hair on your arms raises. This room, which was once so warm and cozy, now feels too small and very vulnerable. You turn to look at the open doorway, trying to decide whether or not to run and shut yourself up in a different room. And when you look back to the window, the man is gone. And you step out of the study into the foyer. You turn to move up the stairs, but there he is. He stands on the landing at the top. You have no knowledge of who or what this specter may be. He just stands, menacingly, staring at you. You now have two choices. Brave the snow on foot to town, miles away, or ensconce yourself back in your library. Unless, of course, well, there is a third option. Do you confront the ghoulish specter? That's interesting. I didn't expect you to choose that option. Oh, no judgment from me. I don't care. You're just full of surprises. I can see why your host is so fond of consociating with you. Moving on. You're sitting on a blanket in a beautiful open field. Next to you is someone you'd like to spend time with, but you've never had the chance. Be it because of time or distance or because they didn't know you existed. Now they do, and they're here with you. Who is it? You don't have to tell me out loud, but tell yourself. Who is this person you would love to have a chance to spend time with? There is a picnic laid out. You see different cheeses, both soft and crusty breads, fruit from all seasons, small pies, cakes, little finger sandwiches, little jars of sauces. There are thermoses of soups and hot drinks, bottles of iced cold lemonade and tea and spring water. And best of all, their undivided attention. You feel a little anxious, but so excited. You finally have the time. They're close enough to touch. And they look happy to see you. The breeze smells lightly of wildflowers. Your face muscles almost cramp from trying to suppress a huge smile and a nervous laugh. You spend the whole day talking, finding out you have so much in common. They laugh at your jokes, and it's like music to your ears. You find that they're just as delighted to be with you in this moment as you are with them. Talking, laughing, eating, drinking, existing in pure bliss. Isn't their smile captivating? The wildflowers on the breeze turn to jasmine as the sun begins to set. You break out the thermoses of hot drinks. They are filled to the brim with your favorite and theirs. You toast to such a lovely day and such a beautiful night. You both lay on the blanket and stare up at the stars until you drift off to sleep near one another, wrapped in a feeling of such security and contentment you've never known before, that life itself feels like a dream. Moving on. I'm sorry. No, there's no catch. I thought you'd been through enough terror with us over these past several journeys that I'd toss in something nice. I'm not a monster all the time. As I said, moving on. You awaken in a strange room. There are no windows, and only a single door. It's a simple room with only a bed on a plain wooden frame and a bedside table with a pitcher of water and a glass. Do you pour yourself a glass of water? Interesting. There is a knock at the door. A man in a very official uniform appears and asks you to come with him. He will explain on the way where you are and what is happening. So, as you follow him, he explains that you have been chosen for a very special purpose. He asks if you've heard of secret societies. Or have you ever read H.P. Lovecraft? Such peculiar questions that you answer, still just as confused as you were when you first awoke. You're led to a very large room, with a large screen. The screen has pictures of your loved ones on it. Friends, family, co-workers, even acquaintances you're fond of. Also in this room is a large oval table with many people sitting around it. They seem to be from all walks of life and from various countries. They explain to you that they are, in fact, a part of a secret society. A society that's origins began thousands of years ago. They exist to keep horrors beyond your understanding at bay. They provide you with not only ancient texts, but also modern scientific evidence of these horrors. They talk for hours until your head aches from the amount of information you've received. You're forever changed in this moment, having been given the answers to questions that humans have asked for thousands of years, along with proof to boot. Your most favorite conspiracy theories now laid out before you. Every time you ask for proof of something, they can provide a satisfactory answer. So you finally ask, why am I here? Why are you telling me these things? The screen, once displaying information, now changes back to that static collage of your loved ones. And they finally tell you, if you don't want the world to end, then you have to die. They present more science, more ancient texts, more evidence. All of it points to the undeniable truth. If you don't die, the world will end. Of course, you can't ever know for sure. Not unless you decide to live, to see what happens. And then, if it does end, you'll die anyway. So either way, you're toast, honey. Or are you? Even with all this evidence, once again, I remind you, you can't know for sure. But it does seem pretty sure. And if it is true, all of your loved ones could die. All because of you. So, what do you do?
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.